Rosh and Ois Chafei says, Le'arbez Hashem b'chol v'vavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol meyudecha. Person is going to undertake the mikvah, the mitzvah of the pasuk. V'haf Hashem l'kecha b'chol v'vavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol meyudecha. So that's the first step. He's going to commit himself to do that. Chofetz Chaim, when he talks about this, the end of the Sefer Shmiras HaLoshon, so Shmiras HaLoshon Chelek Sheni, all the way at the back, he has a few little prokham over there. So one of the prokham, I think it's Perek Gimel, he has the following horror. We know there's a halacha that a person can't eat before he does a mitzvah. A person can't eat before he takes lulav. A person can't be kabei a suda before he does bol shofar. A person can't eat beforehand. Those are mitzvahs which are either every day, it's once a year, whatever it is. A person can't eat before he puts on tefillin. A person, for whatever reason, couldn't put on tefillin that day. Even if he daven without tefillin, whatever reason, but he didn't put on tefillin, he can't eat until he puts on tefillin. Unless he has a shomer, there's, you know, halachas of how to do it. The mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem should be any worse than that. It's a mitzvah which the Chinuch points out. It's one of the six mitzvahs which are constant. The mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem applies every moment of a person's life. So it shouldn't be any worse than lulav. At least before you eat breakfast, you should be mekayem mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. You shouldn't be allowed to eat breakfast until you eat mekayem mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. At least, so he says, halavai, when a person says the pasuk of a hafta, a person with mekayem mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, he said, but if not, before a person leaves davening, before he goes to eat, he would have a chiyuv to mekayem the mitzvah. So he says, how do you mekayem the mitzvah? What do you do? So he says, if a person is kaveh to stop and to think, and he goes with the halach of the chavis levavah, so a person stops and he thinks about all of the chesedim HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done to him, and how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains him and takes care of him. Person will develop a feeling of thanks and love to Kodesh Baruch of what Kodesh Baruch has done for him. That's how a person will be mekayem the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. I think it's a very basic level. The Rambam, he talks about the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. The Rambam sees Ahavas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, as a cycle. He says that the true understanding of what Kodesh Baruch is doing for us is only recognition of how small we are and how undeserving we are, and how great is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and how much the Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving whatever we're receiving, way beyond any level of any level of being deserving at all. It says, if a person is oymed on how great a Kodesh Baruch Hu is, a person has the Gabaldic feeling of Ava. Now, the Rambam's definition of Ava is a desire to get connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, the Rambam understands being connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu means person wants to understand. Said this order once that there's a push. We don't live in this world. There's a desire to understand what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is about. There's a desire to understand what he represents to the world. There's a desire to understand I almost say it in the Nusach that I think the philosophers, the Greeks, you know. That element they had right. They looked around and they contemplated the world was something which was a mystery they wanted to understand. Life was a mystery they wanted to understand, and they sat and they tried to understand and they thought about it. It bothered them. I don't see people walking around and they're like, you know, why did Kushbrook make the world this way and not that way? Like, you know, what's for lunch is more important than why Kushbrook made the world. They weren't busy with what's for lunch. They're busy with what like, the world. It was Maxim. It enchanted them. What's going on? And that was the Rambam saying, take that and understand that that's the window into human beings' desire to connect to the Kel Tamim Deus, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who's the source of everything, and we connect through the world of the mind. That's every moment that a person learns Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Torah is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's gilui of what he's about to the world. So what should be pushing a person to learn Torah, the true thing which should be pushing a person is that desire to understand and to connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not, you know, it's there's the musik of connecting in the sense of, you know, you feel emotional connection. There's the musik of connecting that the whole being is caught up with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's only done through the world of the mind. The world of understanding. the concept of das, it says when I understand, I connect. When two friends really understand each other, then they become one. When a husband and wife, they understand each other. They truly start getting each other. That's when they become one. That's why the Torah refers to the act of a husband and wife being together is called das. So das is the meter which we have, which allows us to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Sifri says, how do you come to Avos Hashem? We don't do it. The following, or I'll give you a mushal what it means. I remember used to be, I read Dickens. Now Dickens is a fascinating book. Either you find Dickens, you can't read Dickens, got out of your mind reading Dickens, or Dickens is fascinating. Right? Now if you take David Copperfield and you boil it down to the actual plot of David Copperfield, it's about 3 pages long. The actual book is about 500 pages long. If you don't know, you should be happy. Okay. I remember, as a kid, I read Moby Dick. So I read the children's version of Moby Dick. So it was a fast-paced, moving book, and there's a lot of excitement. Da, 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 da. I got older, I picked up Moby Dick, and I started reading it, and I got it in my mind. Melville will write, spend a whole page describing the window pane, and like a whole paragraph describing the crack in the window pane. Like he was drawing pictures with words. Why'd they do that? Why is a book which is supposed to be 3 pages long end up being 600 pages long? 3 pages long doesn't make you get absorbed into the book. You read it, it's done. 600 pages, you start connecting with the characters. You can't put the book down. You're involved in it. Your heart is racing. What's going to happen? It's a piece of paper. It doesn't exist. But what's going to be? You got to read the next page. You can't let go. That's the meat of das. The person created a meter that we can take something which is we don't see, we don't hear. Only through our minds we connect with it so powerfully that we're so connected that we need to know what the next page is. We can't put the book down. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's 3 o'clock. I can't put the book down. It's so exciting. It's a book. It's not life. It's not real. It doesn't exist. That's the meaning of das. The Rosh created a human being has a limited amount of das. And when you use that das for Torah, that's how you would learn Torah. But you use other things, you don't have it available to learn for Torah. And that's why we don't learn Torah that way. Because we have a limited amount of das. And you understand that if we would learn Torah that way, we understand what the Sifri is saying. That learning Torah is the hechatimsa of Avos Hashem. The Bereshim's words would be so exciting. I remember the Shiva Gifter one, the Rebbe was one time told us that she was, what do Rebbe do when they shmooze? They're curious, like 2 Rebbe get together, what are they shmooze about? So Rebbe Gifter was telling us one time, she was one shmoozing with the Russia Feinstein's Rebbe. So Rebbetzin Feinstein and Rebbetzin Gifter were shmoozing together. Rebbetzin Feinstein was saying that my husband, 2 nisim happen every day. This is one of 2 nisim. Number one is that when he learns, he never falls asleep when he learns. Like when Rosh is learning, he's so alive and excited. He's learning Rosh's Torah. He's alive. It's exciting. It's a novel. It's like a gripping novel to him. And when he goes to bed, he falls asleep immediately. I mean, sometimes he's not tired. He's exhausted. He goes into bed, he falls asleep immediately. He said, but when he's learning, it's like, it's like telling a 5-year-old to fall asleep in the middle of an ice cream cone. With chocolate on top, with sprinkles, the ganze does, fall asleep, right? You don't fall asleep in an ice cream cone. Ah, you're tired? Yeah, you have to, after ice cream cone, we'll go to sleep. Well, I mean, ice cream, you can't fall asleep. Rav Moshe, the Torah was an ice cream cone. She told us, we heard the first nace happens, or gift of Shiva, those things, but she was alive when he would learn Torah. She was alive. But he had problems with insomnia, he couldn't sleep. But that was the second, that was a different issue. He had problems with his health, he couldn't sleep. So the mitzvah, there's a dogma of what it means to learn. There's a way to learn Torah, which is like, probably the concept of Shem Shemin Chacham, if for anything, it's necessary for this concept. you can read about it, you can talk about it. Until you've seen somebody do it, you don't know what you're talking about. And when you have seen somebody do it, you say, you know what? I want that too. For some people, maybe that, you know, they talk and can sit. You sit. The Chazanish talks about. They ask the Chazanish, "How in the world does he survive?" You know, in Bnei Brak, they didn't have air conditioning in those days, right? So there's a middle of a chamsin. It's over 100 degrees, and the humidity is like, you know, it feels like it's 200. You know, you're sitting in an oven. The Chazanish is sitting there, he's learning Torah. So he says, you know, the first 2 minutes I feel it. After that, I don't feel it anymore. Lahavdil, I don't want to use the same nusach even. Athletes talk about they get into a zone. I was talking once to a surgeon. This person does difficult surgeries. He says he can be in surgery for 13 hours straight. He doesn't eat, he doesn't drink, he doesn't use the bathroom, he doesn't move. His mind is totally focused for 13 hours straight. He says, you go into a zone. He says, you go in there, and you just go into a zone. You don't notice the time. You don't notice the people around you. You just totally focus for 13 hours straight. He says, when you come out of it, he says, all of a sudden everything hits you. You got to run to the bathroom. He says, your margin hits you. You've been standing totally focused. You know, the body is it's overwhelming what a person can do. Well, those people learn Torah like that because they understand. That this is their way to connect to MS. This is the way to connect to reality. This is the way to connect to the Bari Olam. So we connect to the Ein Sof of the infinity of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're connecting through their world of the mind into Bari Olam. What's more exciting than that? It makes like a stupid novel ridiculous. Is there anything more exciting than that? That's what life is about. That's what the philosophers were grappling with. There's nothing more exciting than trying to understand the world. We don't walk around with that taiva. They had a taiva. They direct their taiva to their understanding of the world, as opposed to the Torah's understanding of the world. But they had a taiva. That taiva to understand, which drove them. So that lahavdo kavuchomer, what it means, there's a taiva to understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is tavaseinu. So we're all used to understand that we'll see, going to bring the Chazal in a second. The word nefesh means your desire. If you want, Rambam says, if you have a soul, as only said to me, if you want, help me bury my wife. Nefesh is the desire of the person. You're over Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chol nafshecha. B'chol ma'idecha. Each person has something which he's a ma'id at. He's good at. That's his, what's extraordinary about him. That's his ma'id. And that thing, he's beyond. He's something special. That's what ma'id means. I take that special part that I have in my being and I use it to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Use a connect to have that feeling of connection through the world of understanding of Kodesh Baruch Hu as much as I can. That's the mitzvah of Ahav. So the beginning of the Chofetz Chaim's point, you know, he says that's just like the basic beginning. A person is makar toiv and he feels the chesedim of Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu becomes real to him. And the more Kodesh Baruch Hu is real to us, the more it's almost impossible for a person not to want to connect and to understand. And we can say lehepech, and if we don't want to connect to understand, it means Kodesh Baruch Hu is not real to us. So it's a tremendous avoid. It's a void of a lifetime. Just finish up with one last point. There's a very interesting article I saw once from President Bristol Miller. He used to be in Pittsburgh. Now he's in Calgary, I think. Something like that, right? Somewhere out there in the West, in Canada, Canadian West. He wrote a book, and it was like a response to, it was like letters to women, to a Jewish feminist, Orthodox Jewish feminist, a Jewish feminist. And the point, of course, you know, she's saying, you know, they're gapping, like, why don't they have the opportunities to do the mitzvahs like the men do? So he wrote an article, he spoke about the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, the mitzvah of Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah of Bitachon, and all the mitzvahs I say, which are Shloi Hazman Grom. He says, there's enough of these to keep you busy with a lifetime. Why is tefillin so important? What's bothering you with the tefillin part? If your goal is to find the opportunities to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do mitzvahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can give you mitzvahs which can keep you busy a whole life. This is something to keep you busy a whole lifetime. He says, what's the tefillin thing? So this equality thing. So he goes up to the issue of equality. He says, but like the issue of we don't have way to serve, like we're lacking our opportunities to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Believe me, you have opportunities to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu way, way, way beyond. There's plenty to do. The rush starts off with this. The next part is the most serious nefesh person, we'll talk about the best of tomorrow.